In your book, The Bows on the Little Delta, you mentioned that the rifle hunters and the Humane Society were trying to kill off the beginning seeds of bow hunting.
Well, because they realized that we were taking over their turf, you know. In other words, if we had a season there, I mean, they didn't get it. Mm-hmm. They wanted, they're like they are today. They want more and more and more. And I noticed that the bow hunters seem to want more and more and more. They never seem to have they're satisfied with their seasons that they have. They always want more. Mm-hmm. And if you find there's some area been restricted because of good game management, the game department wants to manage the game, you know. Well, the archers will say, or the gunners will say, either one will say, well, what do you have to justify that? We want that area. It's not justified to take it away from us. Well, that isn't right, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think we ought to listen to the managers. I think the game managers have got the point. They figure that we don't want to hunt anymore. They just want to kill something. So they're creating animals to kill rather than managing game anymore. Mm-hmm. They're managing people.
Those beginning seeds were this that they were trying to kill off, though, where that was the beginnings of the Pope and Young Club. Correct? Way back when the Humane Society were trying to paint bow hunting as inefficient, that was the beginning of the Pope and Young Club.
Yeah, well, they told us, you know, that the Indians had abandoned the bow and arrow a long time ago. Why would we want to take it up? Why would we consider it something to use? Mm-hmm. Well, we wanted to make a sport of it. It wasn't a case of subsistence, you know. We didn't need the meat in those days, but more so than probably do today. But we said, well, we wanted to turn it into a sport, just have some fun. Well, we could get away with that idea then because all we had were newspapers and nobody was aware of what we were doing. But like it isn't like today, it's brought in vivid color in your living room by TV. Now you can see all this, and people get a little upset about it. Mm-hmm. When they see people up in trees, hoods, face masks, they look like they're going to war with the animals. They don't look like hunters. I think they look like warriors. Mm-hmm. I think that's wrong. You give the public the wrong impression of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But what are you going to do with the camel people? Want the ads, and now do they realize that they're killing the sport? See, without thinking about it, they're not thinking of all the angles, all the aspects of this advertising. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what I'm getting away from the question.
The Humane Society back then was a legitimate organization. Even back, was this in the 40s?
Yeah. And, but that seemed to be the only one then.
The only one then, and they were anti-hunting back then.
Yeah, they were animal rights type people, but they didn't call them that in those days.
Right.
Humane Society didn't want anything done with animals, and we in Washington, we had one of the commissioners was also one of the directors of the Humane Society in Washington, and he was determined to get rid of us before we got to. You know, access too much stuff out there, too much honey around. Mm-hmm. Of course, the rifle hunters were laughing at us, and I almost got tarred and feathered half a dozen times going to clubs and trying to tell them, you know, that we had some rights too, that we wanted to shoot the bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a joke. Mm-hmm.
So you started keeping records?
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't start keeping records then. We kept records later on when we found out that the public, generally public, wanted to know what was going on, and the game department had to come up with the answers, and so they also didn't know what was going on, and so they asked us to prove, you know, the bow was a viable hunting weapon, so we had to start keeping records. Mm-hmm. And that's how the Pope Gun Club got started. Mm-hmm. In other words, that proved that we could do something with the bow and arrow.
Right, right. Now that was originally